Listen, Plan Commissioner, you're out of order. He's not going to turn around. He's trying to tease the, oh, there he is. Good evening, folks, and welcome to tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting. The meeting is called to order. Let the record show that all the aldermen, save for Alderman Brown, for those of you watching at home, Alderman Hill has taken Alderman Brown's seat for reasons undisclosed. So Alderman Brown is traveling. We have a very brief agenda this evening, but I would like to begin the meeting tonight with a couple important issues. The first is I'd like to ask everyone to please join me in a moment of silence to honor a 20-plus year veteran of the police department, Sergeant Norm Bush. His mother passed away last week. The chief and I and the commanders had the opportunity to attend the wake, and I don't know if you guys know this, but Norm is one of seven kids. Just amazing. So she had a nice full life, and Norm is obviously sad, of course, but very grateful to the police department and the city for our thinking of him, and I promise him that we'd have a moment tonight to honor his mom. So, thank you all very much. And on a less turbulent note, I want to say hi to my nephew, Ted Cascaden, who is watching tonight. Ted is a handsome devil, freshman at Geneva High School, who broke his wrist playing hockey. We believe it was the Canadians that did it. And he's going to have surgery tomorrow, so I'm wishing Ted good luck tomorrow, and we'll be there with candy, and I'm sure Grandpa John will spend all the money you need to help you out. With that, we have, again, a brief agenda, folks. Number one, closed session to discuss the disposition of specific real estate and real property for sale or lease.
Motion. Second.
Motion is by Alderman Dantino, seconded by Alderman Singer. A roll call vote is in order. Madam Recording Secretary.
Dantino?
Aye.
Lanigan?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Maladra?
Aye.
Marks?
Aye.
Pollock?
Aye.
Piper?
Aye.
Singer?
Aye.
Vogelsberg?
Aye.
We will be back briefly. Before we adjourn, I do want to introduce this gentleman in the front row in the Hawks hat. Michael Dimitopoulos is a sophomore at Waubonsie Community College, off to Aurora University next year. He lives in the beautiful Third Ward. He's already met his alderman and seems to be pleased. So he'll be with us for a couple weeks or so, actually hanging out, and then he has to file a report. So God help us. With that, we're going to adjourn to closed session. Michael and everybody else will be back later. Yeah, no action is going to be taken tonight, so microphones are off.
Oh, you're all fancy for us today. Look at that.
Woo-hoo. Trying to resurrect some of the house.
Yeah.
You guys
like
are falling apart. Oh, I've been snagging myself.
Look, she's all like fancy.
I know.
Skating outfit. Is she Mary? Looks like a skating outfit.
Could you do a triple soft out?
Quad. It's all about the quad.
Triple big twist on a snowboard.
If you can't do a quad, you can't be Olympic. No quad, no Olympic. Singer, Dantino. Dantino? Singer.
Looking good?
Feeling good.
I like that.
I feel like I'm going to do it. Nice. A couple of one-eye wins and a
plus. Singer and Pollock.
Well, neither is
that. A little bit better than
I didn't even watch that game Saturday.
Do you want to just peek and see if Singer and Pollock are joining us? You see them?
Missing two.
Singer and Pollock. I got their number.
Call them. Tell them the case of Singer and Pollock.
Exactly.
Okay, one more. One down.
Bob said you have a trail house, two beers and a shot.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
That's sweet. Are we ready to hit record? Ready? In 5, 4.
On the floor is Mrs. McKittrick.
It's on.
Trish.
I asked the mayor to schedule a closed session for this evening for two property items. The first one, I've also asked Bob Van Gestem to come in to discuss the property at well number 3, the Logan Street property, where the well is, where the tower is. The well is inside of the little house structure over there. And Bob, you have pictures. I won't bother passing this one around because you have others, but I'll turn it over to Bob. So we have an issue, so to speak, but a situation that we're looking to the council to get your feedback, either tonight and or at some point in the future.
So the tower is here. Brown is the one under
it? Oh, man.
Our old neighborhood.
They can't sell it.
Beautiful.
We had some preliminary discussions as to exactly what options we have with respect to the home and the well itself. We are required by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency to discontinue its use come October. So Mr. Van Gestem is in charge of how to exactly accomplish that goal and what to do with the land.
Bob, can you talk about why we're abandoning the well and the time frame and all of that?
Sure. First of all, the reasoning for the abandonment of the well is to the well is no longer being used. Ever since we got online with the water treatment facility, there is no way for this well, which was built in 1930, to go to the water treatment facility. We used it before the treatment plant, but it wasn't all that productive. It had some problems. The production on it is only about 500 gallons per minute. Our new wells are, and actually well 5, which is over on the east side of town, is about anywhere between 1,200 and 1,500 gallons per minute. So it wasn't that great of a well to begin with unless we wanted to redo a lot of the pumping on it or the pump size and things like that. But so in order to come into compliance with the EPA, we have a deadline of October 30th of 2010 to get this abandoned.
Bob, can I interrupt?
Sure.
The compliance is a result of what?
The compliance is a result of the fact that the well is no longer even being used in an emergency basis. Remember, deep wells contain radium, so we don't even want to use it for, if we don't have to, we're not going to use it for emergency use. But at only 500 gallons per minute, it's pretty much useless.
So we're not using it currently?
We are not using it currently. It is, in fact, the piping has completely been torn away from it. The electrical system is no longer functioning. We did that in order to prove to the EPA that we were not going to use it at all. They are very strict on this ever since the situation arose with Crestwood. If you remember back about 6 months ago, that's when we were abandoning well 7 at the time over in the Fox Run subdivision, and we received some heat on that. We were in compliance. We were making progress towards abandoning it, but we didn't do the necessary paperwork to show them. We were doing everything that we were supposed to, which is in talks with the Elgin EPA office. That was fine. All of a sudden, this thing happened with Crestwood, and they said, forget it. We want formal documentation. We want to, you know, make sure that everything, you know, you've got a compliance date, that the well can no longer be used. So that's why we went in there and completely tore apart and showed the EPA that we could not use this anymore. It wasn't going to happen. So, you know, we formally have a compliance deadline with them of October 30th of 2010, of this year. Like I said, the well house was built in 1930. We don't have any use for the building. So that's kind of why we're here tonight. I wanted to express, the situation that we're in with the EPA, and also the fact that when we go to abandon a well, like we did with Well 7, Well 7 cost us about $40,000 to abandon, okay, last year. And that was because the well was located outside of the building. This well is located inside that well house. So the engineer's estimate that I have received is going to be anywhere between probably $85,000 to $100,000.
What do you have to do to abandon the well?
You have to pull the pump and motor.
Pull the pump and motor.
And
you've done already?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you...
No,
just
no. We just disconnected the piping inside the well house. So the entire pump and motor, which is roughly about 1,200 feet deep, has to be pulled, and there has to be
the casing has to come up.
You've got to
pull the casing up, too?
Pump and partial casing, not the casing that is affixed to the sides of the walls.
Okay.
We don't have to do that.
Just in the interior.
Right.
Okay.
Then that has to be filled with gravel and then basically concreted, so sealed.
Yeah. The hole, you mean?
Pardon me?
Yes.
Pump. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, with the pump and motor removed. Yeah.
What about the building?
Well, that's what we're getting to. So, in order to, I think that it's kind of it's a sensitive issue for me only because I don't know what to do with the building. If we keep the building, and Mary and the mayor can express their feelings too, but if we keep the well house, it's a beautiful building on the exterior, but on the interior, as you can see, it's a shell. There's really nothing inside it to keep. There's nothing that from the city standpoint that we have any use for. So the initial, we've gotten an estimate just recently in the past couple of days. If we were to demolish the well house, it would cost us about $33,000 to demolish it. So I've budgeted $100,000 to abandon the well with the well house intact. So I guess from there, I'll kind of...
Let's give it a liquor license.
Am I going here, there, and everywhere? I apologize.
Let me update everybody on a preliminary discussion I had with Dr. Mutchler about maybe a month ago. I advised Dr. Mutchler of our ensuing discussion tonight, and that I thought perhaps, if they're interested, the council may very well consider a gift, if you will, to the school district. However, because there's costs involved, our fiduciary responsibility is not to the schools, but the city. Mutchler has not talked about this with his board. He's only said that they would be certainly interested in the possibility of accepting that land. I also explained to him that the costs involved are removing the well. But the fact of the matter is, while the building is attractive, it serves no purpose for us. And my initial thought was, hey, it could be a coach's quarters or whatever, whatever. But they have to maintain it and do all that stuff. So that's one consideration. Otherwise, it's raised, call it a day, they develop parking. Or do we keep it and put it up for sale? And then God knows what could be.
Two half-acre lots?
A couple of points. We actually own two lots side
Correct.
By side.
Correct.
You'll see where the driveway is. That's one lot. That's an acre. It's 1.05 acres.
The one that goes to the
driveway.
The
yes.
one that goes to the tower.
Right.
Okay.
And then the other one where the well house and the tower sit on. That's also about 1.05 acres.
So it's 2 acres, Mary?
Yeah. 2 acres for the two lots. 1 acre each.
So it's
2 acres? So one of the questions that we have is...
Oh.
what, if any, is the level of sentimental value to that structure? What kind of concerns might you have as far as the residents in the neighborhood if that were to be torn down? Bob and I talked about it being sold, the structure being sold and moved, and he doesn't think that's possible with the way that they
no, there's yeah,
it's built.
Right. The walls are roughly.
Since Hill used to live across from the structure, I thought he might have some insight, but Dawn has a question that Dorothy has.
Well, I agree. It's such a cute little building, but all I was going to say is just kind of that. What if we put the properties up for sale with the building intact and let the new owner decide what they're going to do with it? Go ahead and take the cost to do the well, because that's kind of what we're supposed to do, and then sell it with the building. And then if the school wants it, then let them tear. Right. Because it's,
which is great. It's so much in zone. I mean, we're kind of limited. You can't live in it.
It's residential.
So okay, there's 2 acre
you can't
lots.
Live in it.
No, but someone could tear it down and build a house.
That's true.
How do you know somebody can't live in it?
Look at it.
No, somebody.
I'm sitting inside of your house, but.
Hold on. I have.
What are the?
I have. I've been in your house.
How many square feet do you have in the interior of the structure that could be used for a possible residence or coaches, whatever, or just how? What's the interior square footage availability?
It's not that big.
Completely,
probably
everything removed.
It's probably a 10 by 30.
10 by 30, 300 square feet?
Kind of what I'm thinking, between 300 and 500 at the most.
Wow. That is small.
It's a kitchen and a bedroom.
Yeah.
That's big for
North. For the money that we're going to want for the property, I can't imagine.
It's more valuable. Parking, probably.
As any builder would want to go in there and to put a single bedroom house in there.
Well, and realize also that this house is on the same lot as the tower.
Yes.
So when we're talking about.
We want to sell all 2 acres, is what we're thinking.
You still need that access.
You need an easement to access the tower.
We have to keep the property that the tower sits on, mm-hmm. and we have to have access to it. So one thing that we could possibly do that I was thinking about is, if we want to try to deal with the school district, dedicate the lot next door to the school district, keep the lot where the well house and the tower is in exchange for them paying for the abandonment of the well. That way they get a lot free and clear with nothing on it. We keep the lot with the tower, and with the well house gone, we've got direct access off of the street to the tower. That would make it cleaner to do it that way, but I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know where the school district is.
You have no idea. Alderman Flanagan?
Well, I was thinking on the same lines as Dawn is, you know, I think that
building we're talking about right here.
Correct.
Gorgeous little house or building or structure,
no.
Actually. But what significance does it have being 1930?
There's no historical value.
No.
Not at all.
We had discussed, is there an opportunity to use the bricks somewhere to recycle them in some fashion? Who knows?
Or the clay tiles.
Mr. Mayor, first of all, I have not done an investigation as to the source of this property. Where did it come from? How was it acquired? To see whether there's any restrictions on it. So that's one of the things we have to do. I don't know what the history of this property is. Now, Mary, if you look at this aerial, I don't know if the lines are accurate or not that show on there. Would you repeat what you said about what your idea was?
If we're going to dedicate property to the school district, it would be the lot to the north of the tower and the well house where the driveway is, because that's clear. There's nothing on it but the driveway. And then we would keep the lot with the tower and the well house, but the well house would be abandoned, ideally at the cost of the school district. for giving them the other lot.
But it looks
and
like
and access to the well tower would be how?
Off of the 620 Logan lot.
So we keep the north lot and we give them the south lot, and they demolish, or they abandon the well. They pay for the abandonment of the well.
So we would keep the south lot.
Oh, we keep the south lot.
The one that the house is on.
The one that the house and the tower are on.
It looks like that the house is overlapping.
It does.
Okay, yes.
Who owns the garage?
School district. The garage where the equipment is stored for football? Yes. The school district.
Yeah. All of the property.
But that's on our property?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think we have a, unless it was done at the time of the renovation of that well, whether we have any surveys, Bob, of these parcels. I've never seen them. Yeah.
So the school's been using our land for all these years?
Sure. Yes, in the back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Mr. Singer has a question.
I think we have to concentrate first and foremost. What is the primary action that we have to take here?
No action.
To be in compliance. Yeah,
there's no action tonight. No action. We can have a free discussion because it is considered disposition of property.
I see.
My assumption is that we can certainly, informally, there's no use for the land for the city of Geneva. Do we partner with our friends in the school district? The parks don't want it. They don't want top lots or anything else. It doesn't make sense. So,
The other thing I would like to do is...
Thank you,
excuse me. The concerns I have here, if we are going to begin a formal negotiation with the school district, what the time limit there that could engage us into this discussion, by the time this occurs, we could have, could be months and months, and we could be not in compliance with what we're supposed to be
doing. But it's two separate issues, isn't it? I mean, we have to pull everything anyway to be in compliance.
Right.
Then we've got all the time in the world to do what we want with this figured out. We don't even know what the restrictions are.
Right. So not if we ask them to do it.
No, we asked them.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're not asking them to do it. We're going to do it either way. We have to do it.
Right.
It's if they want it, they got to pay for it.
Right.
To me, it's too
if I may speak very candidly about the request made of me by the superintendent does not want his board yet to know that there may not be an opportunity for the acquisition of any land for whatever reason.
He does not want his board to know there's a probability of land acquisition.
Not yet. He wants to gain the general feeling, if you will, of the council as to whether or not we're even amenable to, quote, delivering it to them. I suspect that the superintendent anticipates conflict on his own board as to what it might be used for.
Was he receptive to the exchange, that is, they pay for the abandonment?
Never even addressed it. I simply advised him of that. Guess what? This is going to pop up. Mary had an additional conversation.
I did, and I did address that. Because I told him outright that I was uncomfortable giving away an asset and having a cost for the city attached to it. And his response was, well, perhaps the city or the school district would consider sharing in the cost of the abandonment of the well.
Even if we split it, we're ahead. I mean, if we sell it outright and it is zoned residential, I think we're opening a whole can of worms. We want somebody to take those 2 acres and drive them outside?
What would, why not?
Excuse me.
Why not?
As to the zoning considerations, this is the residence.
Is there except across the street?
Sure.
That's all right. I interrupted all of the paper.
We encourage you to do
that. He's bigger than the land is zoned, as Mary said, residential. And if it were to be transferred to the school district, they would have to have it rezoned to the I can't remember the designation, but it's a school zoning classification. And then once it's rezoned, it's an administrative process to approve the actual usage. It goes to the Planning Commission, and the staff takes care of it pursuant to the arrangements. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question just on that zoning?
Flanagan first, then Hill.
Are all the parcels around this particular parcel, school district?
In fact, the school district has the right of first refusal on the house due south, which is currently residential, right?
Oh, so there is another house there.
Yeah. And there's a woman living there.
Yeah, there's a house right next door to it.
There's only one house then that is not... totally city and...
That's correct.
Okay. And how many wells do we have, number of wells do we now, do we have current that are running?
We have four deep wells and four shallow wells.
And that's the only ones we need, and this one we won't need at all? Right?
No, we're not going to use this one at all.
Mr. Dill?
Okay, you want to pause?
For those of us who participated with the school district in the planning of their grandiose scheme to enlarge the high school.
Well, Sam's back.
Wow.
Sam Hill, grandiose.
Apparently, they took that chip out of your hip and put it on your shoulder.
Why not? But I think that was the economics that took care of that. But this was an area. The whole area was being considered for parking availability for the future. Now, you see where the parking is north of the well house, north of the road going into the into the tower. And they were then, they do have first refusal on one single-family home that is between the well house and the tot lot that is on the corner. And so they were thinking of this whole area as additional parking area for their students. Because it was going to be so complicated and so expensive, they decided to add one up on the north end of the whole athletic field area at Gray Street. And that has helped. It has not given total relief to the students parking. We still find students parking in areas that we had not marked off in the original and in all of the various times that we've addressed this whole issue. But this would be a very nice addition to the school parking facilities if they're willing to pay, as far as the city property goes. And I can almost guarantee you they're not willing to pay at this point. But if they start developing this area between the existing parking area and that road or the property line to the road to the well house, then that tells us that they're interested in more parking areas. But we really don't know that. And that would indicate to me that they'd be interested in more parking area where our well house sits. The size of the well house is obviously too small to do anything with as far as residential. I don't know who could handle that as retirement.
Mr. Nantino, then Mr. Paul.
Yeah, the other thing is the one thought that I had, but I think that's out of the picture, would be to treat it like we did for the mental health board, for a possible residence of folks from AID. But it's too small for that. So I think the building is too small for anybody to use a single family residential. And I think that we ought to get the well out of there. And I think for the time being, we ought to see what the school wants to do. Sit and don't play all of our cards at one time.
Could I just pose a question? As far as the structure of the house itself goes, what's your feeling on that? Are we going to get pushback from the residents, do you think, if that is demolished?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I thought we would a little bit. You'll get dialogue from preservationists.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a question, what kind of answer we got. If it costs us $100,000 to, you call it an answer, but it costs us $100,000 by October 30th.
It's a liability.
So we know we got to spend that. I don't know what the value of 2 1-acre lots are, probably more than $100,000, if you could sell them. For me, it wouldn't be the most desirable place to live, but I would question what you have. I would say the school board doesn't have any money right now, so we'd have to... If they want to buy it, we'd have to probably finance the deal for them, which is probably okay, but, you know, it is the same taxpayers. It is the same taxpayers, so I'm not opposed to any of that kind of stuff, you know.
No, it's just the cost of the abandonment. That's what we were trying to
do. If you could get them to pick up part of it or something, but they certainly need parking. If you could say, hey, make a parking lot of it and get all those people out of the first ward parking or something, you know. But, I mean, they got plenty of parking if they park in a football lot, but nobody wants to walk that far.
And there's other reasons, too, I think. People park on the street still.
But this is much closer to school. I would be interested to find out what the...
I do have the floor still.
Oh, it's good.
I'm sorry.
I'm done.
You want to gavel?
I just wanted to let him know.
Well, I know you're old and forget things. Do you remember anything else? I think we should probably ascertain what is the value of those two lots. I think we need to look at this, you know, certainly... Yeah, right now it's a liability, but it could be an asset. And I think...
Let me ask you, Ray, are you talking about having... are you just looking at...
Land value.
I mean, that you're not talking about having somebody coming in and doing kind of...
Oh, no. No, I mean, we can easily determine in-house what a one-acre lot is worth. Rough. I mean, it's...
I mean, based on the tax bill?
Sure.
You know?
Sure, yeah. So we know what it is we have. You know, hopefully the school district would be receptive to partnering with us and paying for the abandonment of the well. If not, you know, I would say we would have no choice than to perhaps incur the cost of abandoning the well and then perhaps at a future date sell it, depending upon what the market does. The other thing, too, is I think we need to let the school district know they've been using our property all these years. I mean, we've been good neighbors. They've been good neighbors. That's great. But convey to them that, hey, you know, we want to do this with you. We would like to see them have it. But if not, why then, let's sell to the highest bidder.
But you're not talking about selling the lot... the tower on it. We can't do
no,
that.
No, we could sell the other one. No, we could sell the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
Well, a question on that. Can't we sell...
Or can we?
Can't we split...
A portion of it.
Part of that off?
Shelter, what's going on that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of alternative methods of doing this. You could sell a portion of both lots. You could the easterly portion. However, we do have... pending, I think shortly to be scheduled. It's scheduled for Thursday. Plan Commission modification to our zoning ordinance that really is affecting some 300 residential lots, putting it back to the way it was prior to the 1995 ordinance. And I think that would be applicable to this property as well, because you could convey off. After that happens, in my opinion, the easterly portion, something just short of the tower,
but we still have both access to it.
Well, you might be able to create a flag,
right?
Sure, flag lot. Understand? Done.
And then we can sell the school district the back property.
Continue to use the tower.
Oh yeah.
Mary, we can make a flag lot, sell and then sell the back property to the school.
But what about the road? Would the road?
Well, we would create a utility easement that would configure the flag.
Mr. Van Gisco,
just a couple of comments on that. Mary had asked me today in regards to the tower. Our entire water system pretty much revolves around that tower. So it's not a case. It's not a case of whether or not we can put a different tower up.
Very confidential meeting. This will never be released.
You know, unless we wanted to put up a different type of pumping system, or if we wanted to, you know, this tower needs to stay. I guess is what I'm.
So
what
are
I'm
you
trying
saying
to say.
That there's a lot of the big pipes and stuff underneath those lots that we need to maintain those lots?
No, what I'm saying is the water comes from the water treatment facility. This is the first place of storage that it goes to after the reservoir at the plant. From there, it feeds to the east. So this is a very important
central
tower.
Feeders.
Yes.
So,
but do we have a some main lines running through those lots?
Yeah, there's some easements that we would need to keep.
We have to, and there's probably a lot of easements, which probably make it worth a lot less money.
But those are along the lot line, aren't they, for the most part?
Mr. Radovich, this may be dramatic, but for security reasons, we could preclude anything being built on those lots other than parking. So if we need to actually access those pipes...
We'd almost have to with those pipes.
We almost would have. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's only good for one thing.
Yeah, we just have to figure out what pipes.
But it's not like I have 10 pipes coming out in and out of there. It's two, basically. Okay. Two, one coming in, one going out.
Let me go ahead. I'm sorry.
Two or ten.
As I said,
It's not a mess, I guess.
Mr.
As I said, Mr. Mayor, there's lots of alternatives. You could have a very long-term lease that you could render to the school district for a surface lot, just for a ground lease that would retain all of the underground easements and access to them. So there's a lot of alternatives. But I would still like to find out the origin of this property and
make sure
there's no restrictions.
I would be in agreement with a lot.
I would think a long-term lease would make sense.
Yeah.
If we have the lot.
Type of pipes that
makes it into a parking lot.
Have you any problem with those pipes?
Launchers.
You can't dig a hole. That's going to be set.
If we've got easements, right?
I doubt whether we have them at this point. Since we own the property, we probably did.
Easement. No, if we retain easements, what's the advantage of a long-term lease?
Oh, it's cash flow. It's cash flow.
For $1 a year?
I would do it for $1.
No, no way.
Would not do it for $1. Because they're going to charge those kids to park there. I would not do it for $1 a year.
Our kids park there.
That's part of the lease. All the kids get to park there.
Forever.
The whole point is to try to get the cost of the well, abandonment of the well covered.
We have to abate the cost.
That's all we're looking at, is just to get those costs covered.
Everybody thinks in terms of monthly lease payments. I'm thinking in terms of larger lease payments and for larger terms of years. You don't necessarily... It could be a lump sum payment for at least for that term of year.
I don't think the school district would do it.
Well, obviously, there's no action tonight, but all of you know what Mr. Radovich has homework to do. Mm-hmm. Bob, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You are
under the gun. You need to.
Yeah, I was just going to mention when I go to bid out the abandonment of this, I was going to bid out in two ways, with the house standing or without. So
is it easier to abandon with the house because
it'll be easier to abandon without the house?
Right. So it'll be a cheaper project.
Could you sell the bricks?
Well, it'll be cheaper.
Because you got to pull those casings out and you have to saw them off.
I think one thing is that there might be someone out there who loves this building and would be interested in having the building and moving
because
it.
Because they could even add on to it. If
sure.
Add.
I mean,
yeah,
well, wait a minute. Let me finish, Bob. Someone might be interested in this building, so I don't think we should sell ourselves short. I think we should let our intentions be known. We have to do this. If someone's interested in buying the building and moving it, great, because that'll tell us what our costs are going to be.
There's 10 of us.
But didn't you say that you didn't think that it would be possible or feasible to move the building?
Well, from my personal feeling, I probably, but I don't know. I mean, it's
on a slab.
It sits on a slab, but there's a 35,000-gallon reservoir underneath it. The walls are roughly 18 inches thick.
Yeah, is it all know. Brick?
It's brick and stone. I don't know if he can.
Well, it's a premature decision to make. So really, Radovich has the homework. Van Gescom, as far as we're concerned, and I should ask this of the city attorney, can we review the bids in executive session since we can keep this as an executive matter prior to making any formal recommendations of what to do?
Bids for what?
The abandonment of the
well. Abandonment of the well.
Since it might be germane to the transition of real estate.
Well, transition to real estate. If we want to entertain the thought of somebody buying that building.
I would say no.
Okay, I'm just curious.
What about someone buying that building?
What's the diff, though?
I think we all recognize we discussed this privately.
We discussed that.
And when we move forward publicly on a bid to abandon the well, we've lost control of the public relations value.
Correct, but if we entertain the thought of selling the building for a dollar or whatever for someone to move it, why then it can stay in closed session, and then if we know that's going to happen, then we know what our costs are going to be to abandon the well.
That's fine then.
Justin. Yeah.
But when are you going to go start talk to potential
to get rid of $30,000 if you sell
tomorrow?
Oh no, we'd have to wait until May 1st anyway to.
Okay.
Somebody has budget.
Okay, got it.
We don't have this budgeted.
Oh.
She's so budget.
Why don't you have budget?
Budget.
We don't
change
have
your name.
Obviously, if anybody has any conversation they'd like to have with Mr. Van Gestel, he's available. But of course, out of respect to the school district, in particular Dr. Munchler, she is amongst herself.
I think you got to have a conversation with Dr. Munchler. How much are you willing to?
Oh, we will.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it appropriate for us to go back to Dr. Munchler and say, okay, this is the point where we've gotten some feedback from our council.
We need that.
We'd like to move ahead. You know, can you take this to yours? And they could go into closed session as well and discuss it, right?
Sure.
You mean the whole acre?
I mean, we purchased some property, so they could do the same thing. Just to get some kind of feedback.
I think, Mary, though, there has to be some definition of what the property is, though. I mean, is it the full lot or the frontage or
flag?
You didn't have any real discussion with them on that issue, did you?
We were talking at the time about the well house lot.
Yeah. I think we'd have to throw in John Robertson from the schools, Dick Gunch from the city, and have them hammer it out as professionals. Otherwise, we could create all sorts of different options. Obviously, Bobby could be involved as well, but. Because Robertson has the master plan in his head as to what they need or don't need, and I mean, Dick can talk about transitional zoning and landscaping and everything else.
Forever.
It takes 6 years.
Well, and tonight they do have that's what they're doing at the meeting, their school board meeting tonight is the budget cuts. So they
perfect
are
time to meet with them tomorrow when they know what they got.
The parents will still be there tomorrow.
But we are finishing up the budget, so it is important that we.
But they may have land cash monies available
to put in the budget.
You bet.
It wouldn't come from operations, obviously.
They could do a land transfer. Could they do a land transfer?
Well, what else on this topic? Anything, Mr. Radovich?
All I would say is, and Mary and I have discussed this. There is a special statute in Illinois, the Local Government Transfer Act, which allows transfers to take place between units of local government, including school districts, park districts, that avoids the bidding process or any of those that you are traditionally familiar with. So it's a special process for either real estate, that's for either the sale and purchase or the leasing of real estate.
Good. As long as we don't sell ourselves short.
What about his board president? Does she know anything about this?
According to Dr. Munchler, nobody knows. Then again, that was 2 weeks ago. So,
I do not want to sell us short. It's two pieces of property there.
Two very prime pieces.
Well, the one cannot be used for much of anything because of the tower. That's not going anywhere. We have to have access to it. So that one is pretty limited.
I think it makes the most sense to have the
complete access.
What's
the
commercial?
The school should have that entire area. Somewhere along the line, there should be some sort of thing that goes for 50 years, 100 years, I don't know. Out of me.
Hey, what would they do if roles were reversed?
They'd come beg for it for free.
What would we want them to do?
Mm-hmm. You know that.
Well, discussion for another night. So,
we'll
reach out to Dr. Musler certainly this week and let him know that we've updated the council regarding it, and we need to know what their thoughts are in black and white.
Yeah.
Because Musler's not keen, obviously, and I respect that. Any sort of out of pocket, but certainly we're not going to pay for the abandonment of a well, the raising of a home, and then call it a day.
Mm-hmm. But that's probably all we see on this whole property. $130,000.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. We have to look at that.
Well, our land cash ordinance value.
$165,000
is.
In town with utilities adjacent to the property.
Okay. Our land cash is
Just so I'm clear.
So we're at 165.
Just so I'm clear on what you folks, if I can get your blessing then to when I move forward with this is.
You can't get any blessing here tonight.
But
it is Lent.
In my mind to move, when I start to move forward, I can move forward with the option as far as demolishing the building to lessen the cost to abandon the well. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you should. I would think you should bid it both ways.
Well, yeah, to demolish and
so
to remove with.
Because
and
truthfully, I'm a little surprised that nobody has sentimental value to the building.
I know. Okay. I do.
Bob, there will be. The minute this gets out, someone's going to want that building.
Yeah, I know.
Rest assured.
But you know what? I think calling it a building is doing it too much justice.
It's a structure.
What did you say? The walls are
how thin? No, they're probably, yeah. They're
thin walls.
You know what? The market will tell us that.
So I'm still not clear. Do you want him to bid it out both ways?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, anything else, Mary, for a close?
Yes. I just wanted to ask one more question. When you said this has to be done by October, what was the reasoning behind that again?
We're mandated by the EPA to comply with their with the date that we agreed upon for the abandonment of the well.
Can we ask for an extension?
Yeah.
As hard as it was just to get this date, I'm sure. Well.
You beg
it could be.
But financially, we're in a bind here. We need an extension.
We've already asked for an extension. I wanted 2011, and they said, no, we need to do this sooner.
Well, ask me again.
But the extension would have to be beyond April of 2011, because we're looking at the budget.
If we can't get this done by then we don't deserve to be holding office. We'll get done.
April
well, that's
going
to add to the bottom line. Well, that's the end of the fiscal year, and we'll be budgeting it for the upcoming fiscal year.
In reality, when I approached them and said we no longer are using this well, by their legal terminology, I believe we were supposed to have it abandoned within 60 days.
Mm-hmm. Great. They want to finance it for us?
Grant?
I'm
fun of
mandates.
I
recognize jail when they come.
I'm just saying.
I don't think
we have
they
one other
would
item
go
for
that.
The whole session.
So.
The other item is the Natalini property, 215 Campbell. And as you know, the city made plans years ago to purchase that property to make it into a public parking lot eventually. Phil negotiated with Mrs. Natalini, set a price, and when it became available a couple of months ago, we jumped on it and purchased the property for about $150,000 or so. My thought was, well, first of all, I asked Dan if he could give me a ballpark figure to put in a parking lot, a temporary one, what it would cost. And he said he came back with a figure of about $40,000. That's putting in, throwing down some asphalt, striping it, and putting in a temporary light. Nothing fancy, but just getting it parkable, so to speak. I was approached by someone who was interested in purchasing the house and moving the house. So my thought was to come to the council and ask if what your thoughts are. What if we were to
put that house and the garage up for sale to be moved.
It's a masonry structure, right? Similar to the
brick
Logan.
I don't know if it's similar to this. I mean, I don't know about the depth of the walls.
Well, somebody approached it. They obviously think they can do it.
The garage is not in good shape. I don't think that anybody would move that. But my recommendation is that if they were to buy the house, they would have to take care of the garage too. Otherwise, we would.
How much did it cost to get rid of that? Was that included in the $40,000 to get rid of the house?
Oh, no, that's just the asphalt and the striping and putting up a temporary light. What would you say, Bob, $33,000 or so for the demolition of the small house there? So you could figure that at least for the 215 Campbell plus the garage. That includes hauling the debris away. So my question to you is, would you be agreeable to putting that house and garage up for sale to be moved off of the lot and the lot leveled so that we could budget $40,000 or so to get a temporary lot in there, a parking lot in there. The other background information is right now it's under lease. There is an attorney who is leasing that property who is not really using it, appears to be moving out. And removing his belongings from there, we're having a bit of a problem trying to get a commitment as to when he will be out permanently. His lease goes through May.
This is an attorney?
This is an attorney.
Okay, just one clarifier.
So
that's the problem.
So we are paid for his rent through January, and the utilities are paid through January. And that's where we stand right now. So we've not been paid for February. The utilities are not paid for February. And we're getting into March.
What's the rent? What do we charge them?
$1,300 a month for the rent.
Don't we have to switch on those utilities?
Oh, yes.
Don't we know someone?
That's how we got them paid last month, as we threatened to turn those off.
Oh, so he's a slow pay.
He's a slow pay. Our question to him, and Chuck has really been working hard to try to make contact with this gentleman, but our question is, do you intend to stay there through the lease period?
Which is
May.
Oh, this May?
Yes. Or is your intent to move out sooner than that? But either way, I don't think that we would want to re-up the lease with him. And if you're in agreement, I would recommend that we put it up for sale and try to sell the house and get it moved and the garage.
I think it sounds like
some moved.
Yeah, Mr. Singer has a question, but just for the record, this house has a basement.
But
which makes it easier. I believe that's correct. Yeah, so in other words, I'm moving this home is different from the one I'm loading.
Right, we understand.
Mr. Singer?
What value have you placed on the property for the purchase going with
10 million.
You mean if we were to put it up for sale?
Yeah.
The property and the house?
Well,
the house itself.
The house itself.
I'd have to look and see. We paid $150,000 for it.
I think the assessment.
Well, I think what we would do is we would put it up to the highest bidder.
Right.
Is what we would do.
And the other question is, how many parking spaces do you think we can arrive at?
20.
I think there were. Oh boy, I can't remember now. Do you remember?
Well, it was part of a consolidated plan that went further north.
Right.
Toward
but
the.
But this, we're not looking at those properties.
I think it's more like 15 to.
I was going to say 15, between 15 and 20, 20, I believe. Yes.
Right. The average parking stall today costs approximately $12,000 to build, so that's in the ballpark. But that's cool.
That gets us to our goal. If we can pull this off, it gets us there a little bit quicker.
Sure.
Because at this point, we were thinking we would have to continue leasing the property until we could save the money, you know, to install the parking lot. As long as we're leasing the property, we're also paying property taxes of about $7,000 a year.
Which is the rent.
The rent is just covering all of our costs.
Right,
it's obvious
exactly.
What it is. It's a break even analysis.
I would say put it up for sale.
Put it up for sale. See what happens.
With a move.
With a move, yeah.
To move it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And if the tenant stays till May, they have to wait till after May to move it.
Well, then they can move them with them.
They can just drop the stuff off wherever they can.
Tell them we got a large slot over
it. We've got a structure. We've got a structure.
You know, that house would fit on the Logan lot because it's a long
girl. To begin that process. Mr. Hill?
When do we come back then, Chuck, for formal approval? At what point?
What's good for
yeah,
you?
City Council.
Well,
if we're going to do this effective June 1st, then that makes a difference.
Or May, well, right, May to May, right.
Is that what you're talking mm-hmm. about?
Yeah.
Well, unless we can get a commitment from this
right.
gentleman.
But I'm assuming out. Worst case that it's June 1st.
Right.
So if that's the matter, you could... Probably, I would say in March, have the proposal go for publication, and then return maybe first of April. There's some things to be done. It's my recollection that there are some utilities that have to be taken into consideration. I think there's pole on that north side. I'm looking
by
at the
garage.
Wrong guy here, but
by the garage there is. There's that big.
Yeah, there's some utilities yeah. that would have to be moved.
Sorry.
Or negotiated. Mr.
Hill?
Is it germane or not proper to ask the question about what about the idea of the parking further north? Or is that
not germane?
Can't talk about that tonight.
Sure.
Not okay. Doesn't involve that property.
Sorry,
I did.
Oh, we have picks, huh?
One right in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle. Yeah, the idea was to eventually connect the property to the north, which is the History Center mm-hmm. property, and then continue north to James Street.
Oh, I see, all the way through?
Uh-huh.
But that's, I mean, you've got access off the street for this one, too, which is
where's Drain?
Actually, we don't. Off of 2nd?
Oh, yeah.
No, off of Campbell.
Oh, yes, we do. Off of Campbell.
It's like
that. But there's no, is there anything past uh-huh. the garage? Is this just
no.
open field?
That's the History Center's lot.
Yeah, History Center.
That's a lot behind it. That's a lot behind History Center.
But no parking lot. No, yeah.
People park back there.
People park back
yeah,
there?
Yeah, just our staff.
Okay, so they must get in through the James Street, right?
The
alley
the
right next
street.
To it. Oh, the alley right
yeah.
next to it.
Plus, I think the building, Mike Simon's building, has a little parking, too.
I know that
yeah.
there's something that goes through, so I see mm-hmm. people parking in this area. I was just wondering how.
Oh, that's right, and for someone he has to
own. Right.
So
yeah.
at least we have consensus for Mary to, and Chuck to begin the process of constructing a document that offers them for mm-hmm. sale?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry, Dawn.
Somebody
was
here.
Was it?
Thank you.
I watched into it
for
a
minute.
I
heard
that
you
will
hear
from
somebody.
I know, it's so cute. I know.
But it's not usable at that time.
We'll move in that direction and report back.
When I walk in there, I'm
like, oh, KK. It's not usable.
Look, figure it
out. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be about it.
Trying to speak in tongues.
That's good.
I think they built the wrong pump.
Do we have these or something you don't
want? That's what they did. They just built houses.
That's exactly it. They wanted to make it fit the neighborhood. That was part of the original design back in almost the WPA days.
So it was never a home.
No, it was all right. It looks like they built that just
much like we did with the water treatment. I think it's going to make it fit in the environment.
Yeah, That's the reason why I thought if somebody wanted to
Marks makes the motion, Hill makes the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Not the easiest thing to get in. I don't know where it is. It could be done as a residential, but
we would make sure you would
like to.
All the kids.